Yo, it's episode 444. I don't know what that means in numerology terms, but it's kind of cool, right? When you get like three numbers in a row, it just feels good. I don't know why. I mean, it's going to happen when you do just number things. It's going to happen all the time. Well, I guess every 100. And then 1,000. And you get it. All right, sorry to bore you with that. I don't know why I thought it was such a great opening line to be, hey, why don't I'll just talk about how it's episode 444. Isn't that, that'll be interesting. I could probably go on for the whole episode about the numbering process, which is sequential. I've done this 444 times. Some people, some podcasts will be like, oh, it's episode whatever. Like, oh, you've done, you've done 20,000 of these. And we do seasons, and then the season is, we do five seasons a year. So this is actually our third episode, but it sounds like a lot more. All right, look at the news, I guess. I was up late watching that Patrick Melrose on Showtime, starring Benedict Cumberbatch. It's a good show. But I didn't start watching it till like 1 in the morning. So then you watch one episode and you're like, oh, I gotta watch another one. Oh, Arkansas thief tried paying waitress with her own stolen credit card. What a buffoon. Or he just thought this waitress was so dumb she wouldn't be like, oh, what a coincidence. Sir, your name is also Elaine, last name. That's the thing I've heard on the Todd Glass podcast. It's all about how hard it is to improv making up names, and I just tanked that one. I just said Elaine because I watch Seinfeld constantly, and then I knew I couldn't say Bennis. If I nailed the last name on that, if I was like Elaine Cumberbatch, I just talk about Bennett Cumberbatch. So, Elaine, the ceiling fan. So I'm looking. That's not a last name. I'm just looking at a ceiling fan. My loft where I sleep. As soon as I open my eyes, I look out. I see my ceiling fan spinning away. Oh, I've heard that they're not. They're frowned upon. I think I saw that in a Queer Eye. But let me tell you, it keeps the place cool. I'm a pro-ceiling fan. Seattle to ban plastic straws and utensils at all eateries. This is great. I'm all for pro-environment stuff. But they got us hooked on all this, on the plastic. I don't want to use plastic straws, but then I'm like, what am I supposed to drink my iced coffee through? I'm supposed to put the cup up to my face? Is that what we've become? I guess so. But then the cup's made out of plastic. Maybe we all got to go walking around with our own metal cups. Now I got to start carrying a utility belt? You hang these things off hooks? You got your knife and your fork, your metal cup, maybe some kind of metal straw that you reuse, and you just walk around with that stuff, I guess, right? Throw it in a bag. Do I have to carry a bag with me everywhere now? A backpack. I'm not going to carry a tote. I know it's silly, but I'm anti-tote. What's the big deal? Carry a tote bag. I can't do it. Sometimes Jacqueline and I have a tote bag, and she'll say, hey, can you carry this for me? It's heavy. Because she'll have her computer in there and shit. And I'll have to grab, I won't use the handles and put it on my shoulder. No fucking way. I'll bunch up the end of the bag, like not even hold the handle. Like I'll hold it like I'm carrying a sack. Because I'm, for some reason, find that as some challenge to my masculinity, which shows how fragile that is. I'm silly like that. I'm not perfect. I never claimed to, you know, I'm working. I'm a work in progress. But yeah, get rid of all the plastic shit. And we'll have to go back to like the olden days. What did they drink their iced coffee from back in the 50s? Did they have plastic? They have paper straws? But then still paper's wasteful. Okay, let's go back to like World War One. What are these? What are they drinking iced coffee through? Let's just do whatever they did back then. Court ruled. I'm not going to talk about that. Venue cancels Alabama musician show after he offers on Facebook to shoot immigrants. Well, I guess he's trying to be edgy. What is he, one of these heavy metal acts? Now, let me guess. Country music? I don't usually click on the links. I like to make all my judgments from the headline. But as a journalist, that's my style. What? Free speech. That's what this guy's probably saying. Hey, free speech. Birmingham musician Phil McCann is brought on the rest of social media who are upset about his expletive-laced Facebook post. He made offering to shoot immigrants. He's taking it down, but there's screenshots. Yeah, he always takes screenshots. But wouldn't it be worse if he left it up, even though you're like, oh, you took it down, but I got this. But I took it down. I don't really want to shoot people. Maybe he was drunk. I'm glad I don't drink anymore, because I wouldn't say, oh, I want to shoot immigrants, but I would probably be saying things I wish I didn't. Okay, I want to just know what kind of music this guy plays. Can someone tell me that here? Because I want to say it's Alabama, and he's doesn't like immigrants, so I'm going to assume country music. But hey, there's some good country music people, I guess, right? There's Willie Nelson. I like him. I don't know. Well, fuck that guy. But Tasmania's Catholic Church rejects mandatory reporting of child sex abuse by priests. Of course they do. Tasmania. Oh, you know what? There's on Netflix, there's this thing, Nanette, and if you listen to the show every day, which I don't think you should, you might recall that I praised this show because I saw it live here in New York City, and I have not watched the Netflix version because I saw it in this little theater, right? This little, everybody's cramped in. I don't know how many it seats, but not many, you know, maybe I'd say less than 100. I mean, 80, but and it's cramped little theater, so the performance is very powerful, and the Netflix is at the Sydney Opera House. So, but she's from Tasmania, and that's how I even know what the hell is going on there, because she said it's this little town, it's a very small town and very kind of insulated. So, and they also seem to, the Catholic Church there does not want to have mandatory reporting of sexual abuse. I just think the Catholic Church should be shut down worldwide. Just shut it down. Start over. Take, call it something else. I mean, did Jesus name it Catholic? Is that what he did? He come up with the Did Jesus come up with the name? I kind of feel like he did, but I, because that's the thing my mom always says. My mom's very Catholic. That this is the church that was started by Jesus. It's like, you know, you think there's been a few changes since he started it, and he started it. When did he start it? Like the on his way to after the Last Supper, he's like, "Yo, Peter, I'm getting arrested here. Hold my watch, and can you start a church for me? Just I gotta go to jail, but just make sure everybody worships me from now on." Here we are. I'm gonna say 2018 years later, something like that. And the Tasmanian people don't want to report the sexual abuse that they seem to like. The Catholic Church seems to like. I say this: Jesus didn't say, "You know, can you listen? Start this church. Call it Catholic Church. Whatever. I came up with it. We've been focus grouping different names. Catholic tested well." And, you know, make sure they worship me. I like a lot of pictures of me. Not me now. I don't like this. Not the actual me. This, the look that I have, you know. Make me very thin. I like to be thinner in the pictures. And you know what? I know this is silly, but I'd like to... I'd like to have nice, long, flowing hair. Can I have that? I'm not happy with this hair. Give me long. Do something like that. Have somebody draw up a picture with me with some nice, long, flowing hair. Make me ripped and thin. And, I mean, if you want to fuck the kids, I'd leave that up to you. I know, I give the Catholics a hard time, but they are child rapists. Okay, see you tomorrow. We love you.